The new term started next morning with a pleasant surprise for the 6th years. A large sign had been pinned to the common room notice boards overnight. Apparition lessons. If you are 17 years of age, or will turn 17 on or before the 31st August next, you are eligible for a 12-week course of apparition lessons from a Ministry of Magic apparition instructor. Please sign below if you would like to participate. Cost 12 galleons. Harry and Ron joined the crowd that was jostling around the notice and taking it in turns to write their names at the bottom. Ron was just taking out his quill to sign after Hermione when Lavender crept up behind him, slipped her hands over his eyes and trilled, "Guess who? 1-1. Harry turned to see Hermione stalking off. He caught up with her, having no wish to stay behind with Ron and Lavender, but to his surprise, Ron caught up with them only a little way beyond the portrait hall, his ears bright red and his expression disgruntled. Without a word, Hermione sped up to walk with Neville. "So, apparition," said Ron, his tone making it perfectly plain that Harry was not to mention what had just happened. "Should be a laugh, eh?"
"I dunno," said Harry. "Maybe it's better when you do it yourself. I didn't enjoy it much when Dumbledore took me along for the ride."
"I forgot you'd already done it." "I'd better pass my test first time," said Ron, looking anxious. "Fred and George did."
"Charlie failed, though, didn't he?"
"Yeah, but Charlie's bigger than me."
Ron held his arms out from his body as though he was a gorilla.
"So Fred and George didn't go on about it much, not to his face anyway.
When can we take the actual test?"
"Soon as we're 17. That's only March for me."
"Yeah, but you wouldn't be able to apparate in here, not in the castle."
"Not the point, is it? Everyone would know I could apparate if I wanted."
Ron was not the only one to be excited at the prospect of apparition. All that day there was much talk about the forthcoming lessons. A great deal of store was set by being able to vanish and reappear at will.
"How cool will it be when we can just..."
Seamus clicked his fingers to indicate disappearance.
"Me cousin Fergus does it just to annoy me. You wait till I can do it back. He'll never have another peaceful moment."
Lost in visions of this happy prospect, he flicked his wand a little too enthusiastically, so that instead of producing the fountain of pure water that was the object of today's charms lesson, he let out a hose-like jet that ricocheted off the ceiling and knocked Professor Flitwick flat on his face.
"Harry's already apparated,"
Ron told a slightly abashed Seamus, after Professor Flitwick had dried himself off with a wave of his wand and set Seamus lines.
"I am a wizard, not a baboon brandishing a stick."
Someone took him. Signed along apparition, you know."
"Whoa,"
whispered Seamus, and he, Dean and Neville put their heads a little closer to hear what apparition felt like. For the rest of the day, Harry was besieged with requests from the other 6th years to describe the sensation of apparition. All of them seemed awed, rather than put off, when he told them how uncomfortable it was, and he was still answering detailed questions at 7:50 that evening when he was forced to lie and say that he needed to return a book to the library so as to escape in time for his lesson with Dumbledore.